This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Christmas has officially come and gone, and now comes the time to return those gifts that aren't quite right. It's important to remember that stores set their own rules, and they're not legally required to accept exchanges or give refunds unless the merchandise was defective or misrepresented. While most stores do have a return or exchange policy, they can vary greatly from store to store. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin recommends the following tips to make returns easier. Research retailers before trying to make a return. Keep your receipt and packaging. Most stores only accept returns and exchanges if you can present the item with its receipt and original packaging. Always include a gift receipt with items you give and hold on to any gift receipts you receive. Know the rules for returning gifts without a receipt, as this can be tricky. Without the receipt, most retailers offer store credit or an exchange rather than a full refund to your original method of payment, especially if the item is marked down or on clearance. Bring your ID. Many stores ask to see your ID when you return an item to avoid holiday return scams. Sometimes retailers require you to bring your ID and the original form of payment, so you may need help from the gift giver. Make returns in a timely fashion. Almost all return policies are valid during a specific time period. Some stores modify their return period during the holidays. Watch out for return scams. Be on the lookout for fraudulent return policies or suspicious third-party return services that promise to handle the process for you. Always follow official channels and platforms when returning items. You can find more information and resources at bbb.org. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
A reset for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers in meetings today, reviewing what went wrong in their 41-24 loss to the Ravens at Lambeau Field. I talked to Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think we all got to look in the mirror. I mean, from the top down, coaches included, I think we got to look in the mirror and, have a reality check on, what we need to do to either give more or to do more for this team. The things that we need to fix and go ahead and correct them.
The Packers and Vikings game has been moved to a noon start this Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte tonight to take on the Hornets. Milwaukee with a 112-103 win over the Bulls Saturday. It was Giannis's first game back from a calf injury, playing limited minutes.
We wanted to save minutes in the first half so we can have him three rotations in the second half. I mean, he obviously hated that. I think the second time we took him out, I thought he was going to go nuts. But it is what it is.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Still windy with some blowing snow this morning. Conditions will gradually improve as we head into this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy to mostly sunny this afternoon with a high in the low to mid-teens. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the single digits around zero. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.